Style is not neutral. The style itself communicates something. It's such a key point to grasp. Everything we do in worship communicates theologically. So the real question then is what theology is being communicated through what's done in worship. So let's think through this for a moment about the types of things that change in contemporary worship, what I might call the style swaps of contemporary worship. So for example, out goes the sermon proclamation, in comes the TED Talk. Out goes the anchoring presence of Christ's altar, in comes the pulsating drum set. Out goes the logocentric and immovable pulpit, in comes the ephemeral, movable podium. Out goes the preacher, covering his own sinfulness with vestments, in comes the pop star wannabe. Out goes the communal permanent pew, in comes the individualistic stadium seating. These are not neutral swaps. They communicate something. Here's a few more. Out goes the tangible and sense-rich things like candles and incense. In comes the spotlights and cameras. Out goes the pipe organ, designed to accompany rich congregational singing. In comes the color-coded mic stands for the performers. Out goes the physical hymnal. In comes the transience of words projected on the screen. And in perhaps the biggest swap of all, out goes the pastor presiding over the Lord's Supper. In comes the worship leader directing the Spirit's moving. I think all those pairings that I created there really show us that, again, this is much more than just a style swap. Each of those changes communicate something theologically, but they really communicate something in the wrong direction, as such changes tend to undercut historic Orthodox doctrine about man, God, and salvation.